This morning we are going to look at the first Christmas. When we look at the first Christmas, we see that and we know that God sent His Son, the baby Jesus, to be born in the flesh as promised, as prophesied, that He would be the Savior of the world and that the throne of King David would be given to Him. We know that this was a fulfillment of prophecy. And many times during this time of year, we celebrate the birth, but we actually need to connect all that God was doing even prior to the birth. Because the things that He was doing before the birth of His Son, Jesus Christ, is just as important as the birth itself. He set the stage to change our lives and to change His mode of operation. God had created mankind and it had fallen into sin. And because of that, He needed to be able to redeem mankind. He set up the sacrificial system until that time would come to fruition. He did many special things, but I believe one of the greatest things was when He actually came through the angel and spoke to Mary herself. And that's where our story is going to pick up. We're going to travel back in time over 2,000 years ago so that we might truly see all that God has done for us. Turn with me this morning to Luke, the first chapter, and we want to begin reading in verse 26. Please stand with me in honor of the reading of God's Word. Luke 1, beginning in verse 26. And in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that we can at this time in our lives gather our families together to memorialize what you have done in sending us your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Thank you for allowing us the privilege of celebrating this holiday, this Christmas. And Father, may we always recognize what you have done then so that we can see what you are doing now in each and every one of our lives. Father God, help us this day to see the path that you've chosen for us. Let us have courage to take those steps of faith that you've called us to take. And we pray, Father, that you would bless each one that is here and that you would draw each one of us close to you so that we might truly realize how great and glorious you are. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.